Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Can I please have a wrist watch so that I... No need to... Yes, thank you very much. So let us just see... up to here.
20.
Yeah,
20,
okay.
25.
20.
After you speak, I will not have anything to say.
You will say a lot. So, Hare Krishna! Very good. Our subject matter today is the holy name. First of all, I would like to start with a wake-up question. How many names do you think are in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Three. To wake you up, I would like to suggest that there are four names. Let's start with the easy ones. There's one Rama, one Krishna, but there's Hari. Hari can be the vocative form, that means the form of address of Hari.
Hari, это может быть звательный падеж или обращение к Hari.
Or Hara.
Либо слово Hara.
What is the difference between Hari?
Какова же разница между Hari
and Hara? Hari is Krishna and Hara is Radha.
Hari это Кришна, Hara это Радха.
So Hare Krishna can mean either O Hari and O Krishna, or it can mean O Radha and O Krishna.
Так Hare Krishna может означать одно и другое также. Первое это О Хари, О Кришна, другое означает О Харе Кришна или О Раде Кришна.
Now in our line, our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we prefer the meaning of Hari meaning the is the address form of Hara of Radharani. And that has a very, very specific reason. In our line, this Hare Krishna mantra is called a Yugal mantra. It is that the divine couple Radha and Krishna are connected, combined.
Поэтому есть причина. Дело в том, что в нашей традиции считается, что эта Hare Krishna мантра является Югала мантрой, мантра, которая описывает, как встречаются Радха и Кришна.
Sometimes they are together in the mantra.
Иногда в мантре они вместе.
Like Hare Krishna, O Radhe, O Krishna. And sometimes they are separated. Krishna, Krishna, only one Krishna. Hare, Hare, only Radharani, no Hari. This mantra expresses a very particular mood. It can only be chanted if it is chanted in the mood of loving separation. O Radha, where are you? O Krishna, where are you? Please accept me.
Пожалуйста, примите меня.
Please accept me in your service.
Пожалуйста, позвольте мне служить вам.
When you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or any mantra, you must do mantra chintata, that is, thinking about the meaning of the mantra while you chant.
Когда вы повторяете мантру, будь то Hare Krishna мантра или какая-то другая, вы должны делать также мантра чинтата, то есть вы должны размышлять о значении этой мантры.
If you chant in an absent-minded way, where the lights are on in the house of your body, but the owner is gone, there is no real sambandha, no real connection.
Если вы рассеянно повторяете, то есть свет горит, а хозяина дома нет у вас в теле, то это тогда не будет настоящей самбанды, не будет истинной связи.
To chant in a present-minded way, not absent-minded way, you have to think about the meaning of the mantra.
И для того, чтобы повторять сознательно мантру, а не бессознательно, для этого нужно думать о значении мантры.
Prabhupada has given us a very first-class meaning, which comprises the different meanings with which great acharyas have seen in the mantra.
Шрила Прабхупада дал нам удивительное толкование значения Махамантры, которое суммирует в себе все те значения, которые давали предыдущие ачарьи.
My dear Radha,
дорогая Радха,
my dear Krishna,
дорогой Кришна,
please engage me in your service.
Пожалуйста, позвольте мне служить вам. Займите меня служением вам.
At one time, Prabhupada summarized this meaning into a very brief codex.
Однажды Шрила Прабхупада вкратце, буквально в паре слов высказал это же самое значение.
He said, while you chant, you should simply think, please accept me.
Он сказал, что когда вы воспеваете Харе Кришна, вы должны думать лишь об одном. Пожалуйста, примите меня.
Because it's an early morning and you will forget mostly everything which you have heard up till now, I want to repeat this point which you cannot forget.
Поскольку сейчас совсем раннее утро, и, скорее всего, вы уже позабыли все, что вы только что услышали, поэтому я хочу повторить это в последний момент, чтобы он очень четко подчеркнул для вас.
While chanting, you must meditate about the meaning of the mantra.
Необходимо медитировать на значение мантры.
You cannot be absent-minded while you chant.
Нельзя воспевать просто рассеянно.
You must be present-minded.
Обязательно нужно делать это с сознанием.
And a very easy way to do this is to chant, please accept me.
И самый простой способ, как сохранить сознательность, воспевая Харе Кришна, это думать так: пожалуйста, примите меня.
О, Радха! О, Кришна, please accept me.
О, Радха и Кришна, пожалуйста, примите меня.
My dear devotees, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra can be done in two ways.
Дорогие преданные, Hare Krishna mantra можно повторять двумя способами.
Only one way opens the meaning and the secrets of the mantra.
И только один из них раскрывает перед нами значение и все секреты мантры.
The other way keeps the mantra and the secret of the mantra closed.
Если же мы повторяем вторым способом, то все значения и все секреты мантры останутся скрытыми для нас.
Jiva Goswami says these two ways of chanting are one, to just somehow chant.
И Jiva Goswami говорит, что из этих двух способов один это ну просто повторять так или иначе.
And the second way is to chant with affection.
А второй способ это воспевать с любовью.
I want to ask you, what do you consider to be the driving force of life?
Я хочу задать вам вопрос. Как вы считаете, что движет людьми в этой жизни? Что является самым главным движущим фактором для нас?
Любовь. Аморе. Либе. Love. Love means lubov, yes. When you have love in your heart, you can do things which ordinarily are not possible for you. When you have no love in your heart, everything is a meaningless torture. In Croatia, one man with his two children got stranded during a strong storm at some cliffs.
В Хорватии один мужчина с двумя детьми во время сильной бури где-то в горах там застрял.
And the storm was so great that no helicopter and no boat could approach the cliff.
Это было в скалах, в море, и тогда никакой вертолет не мог прилететь, и никакая лодка не могла приплыть, потому что очень сильная буря была на море.
But started to be a pleasure trip between father and his little boy and his little girl became a horror trip.
И все это начиналось как увеселительное такое приключение, когда отец с сыном и с дочерью отправились отдыхать, но в конце концов это вернулось к таким ужасным событиям.
Father and child were just children were just dressed in summer clothes and they were freezing to death at the bottom of this cliff and no one could come and save them. It was in the news, in the TV, in the everywhere.
Отец и двое детей были одеты в летнюю одежду, поэтому, когда начался этот шторм, они буквально замерзали до смерти. Было очень холодно, они сидели там под этой скалой где-то на острове, и по всем новостям везде об этом говорили.
Tourists are dying in Croatia.
Писали, что в Хорватии умирают туристы.
The wife, who had stayed at home to cook spaghetti, heard about this.
Об этом эта новость дошла до матери, которая осталась дома готовить спагетти.
She heard that her family was stranded in an inaccessible part, a cliff.
Она услышала о том, что ее семья, они где-то там далеко на каком-то утесе, где-то далеко в море, никто не может туда заплыть.
She heard how the best mountain climbers and how the best helicopter drivers and divers all failed to get there and help them.
Она узнала, что никто не смог добраться до них, ни скалолазы очень искусные, ни водолазы, ни вертолетчики.
She had love in her heart.
И в сердце ее жила любовь.
For her children, I don't know about the husband, but for the children, it's natural. So she went to the edge of the cliff. Listen to this. She put a rope around her body. She was not a mountain climber. No one wanted to help her in this suicidal attempt to save her family.
So
she somehow did it all alone. She went with warm clothes and good energy food and drink and just lowered herself and she was going in the storm. Like this on her rope, like a pendulum.
Она набрала много теплой одежды, горячих напитков, каких-то продуктов питания, и спустилась вот так вот раз по скале.
But she somehow managed to come down, give her children warm milk and energy bars and warm clothes and tell her husband Hari Bol. And people were there to help her pull first her one child up. You know, she took the child in her arm and went up.
Люди помогли ей поднять детей вверх, сначала одного ребенка за эту же веревку.
And then the other child. I don't know what happened with the husband. It's only about the two children that I know. Maybe later he was saved. And after this action, she never ever climbed mountains again. She hadn't done it before. And she didn't do it afterwards. Love was the driving force to do what was impossible and make it possible. My dear devotees, this love must be put to the Hare Krishna chanting. You must learn to call out with affection to Krishna. Please accept me. Otherwise, your chanting has no driving force. It's lifeless. And when you do it for many, many years, you become an absent-minded space outcase. Space out means you do one thing, but your mind is somewhere else. You become tormos. Maharaji knows Russian. He knows what is in our heart. Tormos, tormos. How long do you want to be tormos in chanting? When will you change this? The moment you chant with affection. Now obviously the question is, where do we find this affection? We are exactly in this world because we have no affection for Krishna. We have distributed our love all over the place, but it doesn't reach any longer far enough. We have spread our love very thin in this world. Where do we find it? There are two things which come to our help. First of all, this problem of having not real love in our heart for Krishna can be healed by the therapy of incessant chanting. Incessant means chanting without stop. Just like a medicine, you don't stop, you always take it so that the disease gets cured.
Например, если вы болеете чем-то, то вам нужно регулярно принимать лекарства. Нельзя взять, например,
the holy name is so merciful. That when you chant it, he acts like a street sweeper in your heart. Even if you chant it without affection at the beginning, Krishna enters the heart somehow and sweeps it, makes it pure. And when the heart is pure, then Krishna can take his seat on the throne or the lotus of the heart. Krishna doesn't come so easily into the heart of a conditioned soul. Just like the king doesn't come to a dirty place. Where will he sit down? If the heart is so full with so much, in American slang you say, stuff, where will Krishna sit down? But Krishna is so merciful. He has not forgotten us, although we have forgotten him. He comes in a form which is very easily accessible. As the holy name, the Nam Prabhu. He comes especially when many, many devotees sit together or dance together in Sankirtan, in complete Kirtan. And he sweeps our hearts so that he will come one day in his career, in his rupa. The king dresses as a street sweeper. He is more glorious in this dress. Because he is more merciful. He is more accessible. He is more reachable. Especially in Nam Sankirtan. Krishna, Krishna. It is said, My Lord, when I hear about you from the scriptures, you become bound by a thin thread. This is a thin thread. There's a little connection between the one who hears and the one about whom we hear. But then you rip the thread and go away. Ripped. Just like here, we try to speak about Krishna, but how many times our attention has drifted away and Krishna has left us? Many times. Then I meditate about you. And in meditation you become bound to me, like with a rope. But again you also rip the rope and go away. But then I chant your holy name. I chant with devotees, with Govinda Maharaj's band. And then you become bound to my heart with an iron chain. Now try to break that chain. You won't be able to do it. You are bound, O you who bear a golden colored dhoti. Bound! Haribo! This is the power of Sankirtan. It's the most powerful process in Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar who came to spread Sankirtan. Chanting the names together. Complete glorification. Hare Krishna, if you want to hear more about these subjects, there are interesting seminars offered in this Russian festival. Maharaji. Okay, Maharaji has said more nectar should be given. I want to stress this point of Not just chanting, but chanting with affection.
Я хочу еще раз подчеркнуть этот момент, что мы должны не просто воспевать, но мы должны воспевать с любовью.
Prabhupada has said we should call out for Krishna like a child for the mother. That's affection.
Prabhupada говорил, что мы должны воспевать в том имени, как потерявшийся ребенок вызывает, зовет свою мать. Это есть любовь.
That's also desperate need.
Он также чувствует отчаяние, он чувствует очень сильную
нужду матери. I want to tell you how very brief. How this works.
И я вам вкратце расскажу, как это работает.
Once Krishna came to Hastinapur.
Однажды Кришна приехал в Хастинапур.
And Draupadi was taking care of all his eating and washing of the cloth.
И Драупади была ответственна за то, чтобы Кришна вовремя кушал, чтобы не стирали одежду.
So once in the afternoon, Draupadi brought Krishna a plate of fruits and a knife to cut those fruits.
И однажды, после обеденное время, Драупади принесла Кришне целое блюдо фруктов и нож для нарезки фруктов.
It was a fruit which needed to be cut and then immediately eaten.
Это был особый фрукт, который нужно разрезать и сразу же съесть.
So Krishna took the knife.
Кришна взял нож в руку.
The fruit.
Фрукт.
Looked at Draupadi with a smile.
Улыбнулся, посмотрел на Драупади.
And cut the fruit.
Разрезал фрукт.
He cut into his finger also. The most expert of experts cut himself. Draupadi immediately took part of her sari and gave it and said, bandage, bandage. And smilingly Krishna bandaged his finger. Now, my dear ladies, some of you have very good saris, but these saris are not a shadow of Draupadi's sari.
Дорогие дамы, у вас наверняка есть хорошие сари, но поверьте, что эти сари они никуда не годятся по сравнению с тем, что были у Драупади.
With gold and silver, the queen Draupadi was dressing in her sari. Even on the Poland Woodstock tour, we don't find such good saris. Draupadi, in her love for Krishna, had ruined her sari. And Krishna just bandaged his finger and then said, Draupadi, for this gift of a zari, I will give you back thousands of zaris.
Krishna сказал Draupadi, перевязывая палец, Draupadi, за этот подарок, за твою сари, я дам тебе в обмен тысячи сари.
Do you know what was in Krishna's mind?
Знаете, о чем думал Кришна тогда?
No, you are sleeping.
Похоже, вы еще не проснулись.
Of course, once she was brought into the court of Hastinapur. To humiliate her and her husband, she was undressed. She called for help. Bhishma, Dronacharya, all the kings. Dhritarashtra, help! No one helped. Only Krishna came and helped her. He didn't bring the palace to fall on the top of the sinners.
Он не заставил этот весь дворец обрушиться на головы этих негодяев, грешников.
He didn't enter like a lion into the stables, elephant stables of Hastinapur and made the elephants crazy and sent them into the hall.
Он не бежал туда, как лев в стойло для слонов, которые находились в Хастинапуре, чтобы они сошли с ума и побежали и растоптали всех в этом зале собрания.
No, Krishna wanted to make true of his promise that he would give the zari, thousands of zaris in return to Draupadi's gift. And he just somehow by his Shakti manifested an unlimited amount of Sari. But that was not immediately. He didn't come immediately. He was at that time when Draupadi was in great distress in Dwarakan playing dice with Rukmini. Oh, said Rukmini, you are always losing in the dice game. Normally you win. You're not thinking. No, said Krishna, I'm thinking of my devotee and she is tortured by these men. Then go there, said Rukmini. I won't reach it. Then take your chariot. Too slow, said Krishna. I won't reach. Then you go with Garuda. Too slow, said Krishna. I won't reach in time. Then you are Paramatma. Go as Paramatma. Too slow, I won't reach. Then Krishna continued to play dice. Finally he jumped up. Now I can go. Draupadi has built a road for me. The road of her tears. Now I can go. First she said, Bhishma, save me. Dronacharya. Now she has called, Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Not like that. Hey Govinda! Hey Gopal! Oh Janardhan! Oh Madhusudan! Rakshama! Yes, now I can come. And Krishna came and saved her in grand style. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Presentation, I have nothing to say.
Do it once. More nectar, Maharaj.
When did you say accept me? Accept me. Permit. Accept me. How do you say? Pajasa. Like he just said.
When you address yourself, or people, or one person?
Many people.
Primite.
Minya. Primite Minya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
After His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj has spoken, I do not know what to say. We should repeat something which he has given us as instruction in class. Everybody, please put your hands in the air. And very loudly repeat what I say. Пожалуйста!
Пожалуйста!
Примите меня!
Примите меня!
Is that correct? Is that correct? Did I say it right?
Yes. Yes.
Very loudly.
Громко, громко.
Пожалуйста!
Пожалуйста!
Примите меня!
Примите
Пожалуйста!
Примите меня!
Браво! Господин! Браво!
Today is the day dedicated to the Holy Name.
Сегодняшний день посвящен Святому имени.
We have been given short time to speak.
Нам дали немного времени, чтобы мы сказали что-то.
But all of us, we could sit and we could speak for hours and for days about our understanding of the holy names of Sri Krishna.
Однако каждый из нас может сидеть здесь и говорить часами и днями напролет, говорить о наших реализациях, наших осознаниях Святого имени Кришны.
All of our acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have explained that there is no greater nectar than the holy names of Sri Krishna.
Все наши ачарьи и сам Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху говорили нам о том, что нет большего нектара, чем Святое имя Шри Кришны.
They have explained that there is nothing as auspicious as the holy names of Sri Krishna.
Они объяснили нам, что нет ничего лучшего, чем Святое имя Кришны.
There is nothing which is sweet as the holy names of Sri Krishna.
И ничто не может сравниться в сладости со Святым именем Шри Кришны.
And there is nothing that has the power to save us from the influence of Maya as the holy names of Sri Krishna.
Ничто не обладает такой же силой, спасительной силой, которая может вызволить нас из Майи, как Святое имя Кришны.
And simply that is because the name of Krishna and Krishna are identical.
И причина в том, что нет различий между Кришной и его святым именем.
500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Dev appeared.
500 лет назад явился Шри Чайтанья Дева.
And he spent many years living in Jagannath Puri.
Много лет он прожил в Jagannath Puri.
His great devotee, Sri Rupa Goswami, came to visit the Lord in Jagannath Puri.
Его великий преданный Шри Рупа Госвами пришел к Господу в Чайтанье в Пури.
And Sri Rupa Goswami, he was an author, among many other things.
И помимо всего прочего, Шри Рупа Госвами писал стихи.
He was writing beautiful dramas.
И замечательные пьесы.
And one day, one year, there was the observance of the Rath Yatra festival.
И однажды, в один из годов, когда пришел Рупа Госвами, преданные проводили праздник Ратха Ятры.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his ecstatic dancing and his ecstatic chanting before the cart of Lord Jagannath.
Господь Чайтанья танцевал и в экстазе воспевал перед колесницей Господа Джаганатхи.
And in his ecstatic dance, Lord Chaitanya, he uttered a verse that no one could understand.
В этом экстатическом танце Господь Чайтанья произнес стих, значение которого никто не мог понять.
But Sri Rupa Goswami, he could understand.
Но значение это понял Шри Рупа Госвами.
And he wrote a corresponding verse to the verse that Lord Chaitanya had spoken.
И на месте же написал стих, который в точности отвечал тому настроению, которое было в стихе, произнесенном Господом Чайтанья.
Lord Chaitanya, later he went to the place where Rupa Goswami and Haridas were staying and he found that verse.
Позже Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху пришел в то место, где жили Рупа Госвами и Харидас Такур, и обнаружил там этот стих.
He became amazed.
Он очень удивился.
He turned to his confidential associate, Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, how has this Rupa Goswami understood my mind?
И обратившись к своему сокровенному спутнику, Шри...
How has Sri Rupa Goswami understood my mind?
Сварупа Дамодари, он спросил, как он мог, как Рупа Госвами мог понять, что у меня в уме.
And Swarup Damodar responded that he has understood your mind because you have revealed your mercy to him.
Сварупа Дамодар ответил, он понял то, о чем ты думаешь, поскольку ты явил ему свою милость.
One day, Lord Chaitanya was visiting Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur.
Однажды Господь Чайтанья пришел к Рупе Госвами и Харидасу Такуру.
And he found one beautiful verse written by Sri Rupa Goswami. When he looked at the palm leaf that the verse was written on, he went into ecstasy. He said, the writing, simply the handwriting of Sri Rupa Goswami is so beautiful, it is like a row of pearls.
Он сказал, что просто то, что написал Рупа Госвами, сами буквы, которые написал, настолько прекрасны, они похожи на розы.
And then aloud he read the verse that Sri Rupa Goswami had written.
И затем он прочел этот стих вслух.
And that verse says this.
И текст был таким.
I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced.
Я не знаю, сколько нектара содержится в этих двух слогах Кришна.
When that holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within my mouth.
Когда я воспеваю святое имя Кришны, мне кажется, что Кришна танцует на моем языке.
And when it is dancing within my mouth, we immediately desire many, many mouths.
И когда святое имя танцует на наших устах, нам сразу же хочется иметь сотни, сотни уст.
And then when that sound vibration Krishna enters our ears, immediately we desire to have many millions of ears.
И когда этот звук имени Кришны проникает в наши уши, нам хочется, чтобы у нас были многие, многие уши.
And when the holy name of Krishna enters into the courtyard of my heart, it conquers my mind.
И когда святое имя Кришны проникает в самую глубину моего сердца, оно полностью пленяет мой ум.
And all of my senses become very still and very peaceful.
И все мои чувства умиротворяются и успокаиваются.
Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy reading this description of the holy names of Krishna.
Читая такое описание святых имен Кришны, Господь Чайтанья вошел в состояние экстаза.
Haridas Thakur simply heard this description and he started dancing madly in ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya, he said, one has to learn about the beauty and the transcendental position of the holy name through the revealed scriptures and through the mouths of devotees.
Из явленных священных писаний, из уст чистых преданных, каждый должен узнать о славе и величии святого имени.
No other place will we be able to understand the glories of the holy name.
Нет другого способа, нет других источников, из которых можно понять истинную славу святого имени.
So through the revealed scripture and through the mercy of devotees like Sachinandan Maharaj and all these other great Vaishnavas, we can understand the glories of the Lord's holy name.
Итак, мы с вами сможем поистине понять славу святого имени Кришны только из священных писаний и по милости таких вайшнавов, как Сачинандана Махарадж и остальные присутствующие.
Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that later in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he spent his days and nights in transcendental ecstasy in the association of his devotees.
Chaitanya Charitamrita описывает, что все последующее время Господь Чайтанья провел все дни и все ночи напролет он проводил в общении со своими преданными.
He would experience the different ecstatic moods of Krishna consciousness.
Он переживал различные экстатические настроения сознания Кришны.
And in the association of his friends, he would hear the holy name and he would hear different verses that would give strength to those different moods of devotion which he was experiencing.
И в общении с преданными он слушал различные имена, различные, различные качества Кришны. И это слушание усиливало те настроения преданности, которые жили в нем.
Lord Chaitanya would often taste his own verses, the Sikshastakam, in the association of his dearmost devotees.
Очень часто Господь Чайтанья наслаждался стихами Шакшаштаки, которые сам написал в общении со своими преданными.
And sometimes the Lord, he would land upon one particular ecstatic emotion and just all night long he would discuss that with his associates.
Иногда Господь Чайтанья всю ночь напролет обсуждал со своими преданными, со своими спутниками какое-то конкретное одно настроение преданности.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would relish these topics in the association of his devotees. And in great jubilation, Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. Please know from me that the most feasible process of salvation in Kali Yuga is the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names. Simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can become freed from all undesirable habits. And this will be the means, this chanting, of awakening all good fortune. And initiating the flow of the waves of love of God. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his discussion of the Sikshastakam verses with his associates. In the first verse of the Sikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so profoundly explained the glories of Sri Krishna's holy names. He has stated that by chanting these holy names correctly, then the dirt of the mirror of the consciousness will be cleansed away. The cooling rays of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will even make our life in this material world tolerable. He has said that this sacred mantra is permeated and filled with bhava and prema. And when the rays of this mantra will, the cooling rays of this mantra will descend upon the lotus of our hearts will open and we will come to the position of self-realization. He has said that there is no knowledge that can surpass this. And then in coming to that position of understanding our true position, he states that we fall into an ocean of unlimited nectar. And at every moment we will taste bliss. As Sachinandan Maharaj was asking questions, I will ask a question also. Why is it that when the lotus of the heart opens, we fall into the limitless ocean of bliss? Because in that position we will have the grand opportunity to meet the Lord of our hearts, Sri Krishna. We will have the opportunity to meet Krishna and his associates and to render devotional service. Lord Krishna recommends this in Bhagavad Gita. He says, please come to the spiritual platform of life. If you will do so, your hankering and your lamentation will end. You'll be able to see all in the spirit of true equality. And the greatest blessing is that devotional service to me will begin. So Lord Chaitanya has said we will experience ecstasy. Nectar at every step of eternity. And therefore he concludes his Sikshastakam by making a statement. He states, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And this Param, the Acharyas have explained that Lord Chaitanya is indicating that of all spiritual processes that exist, the supreme or the para spiritual process is Nam Sankirtan.
В конце первого стиха он говорит «Парам виджайтеши Кришна Санкиртан». Ачарья объясняет нам, что слово «парам» говорит о том, что среди всех многообразных способов духовного совершенствования Нама Санкиртана является наивысшим.
Lord Chaitanya has said «Виджайте». If we will chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will become victorious over the effects of the three modes of material nature.
Виджайте. Господь Читание говорит, что если мы будем воспевать Харе Кришна мантру, то мы победим влияние трех гун материальной природы.
Now we are not victorious.
Сейчас мы не побеждаем.
Material nature has been beating us for such long time.
Уже так давно материальная энергия губит нас.
And because of the association of the qualities of material nature, again and again we have been entering into different wombs in this material world.
Поскольку мы общаемся с различными гунами материальной природы, вновь и вновь мы рождаемся, попадаем в различные чрева в этом материальном мире.
But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you want to become free, actually free, become victorious through the chanting of the holy names.
Господь Читание говорит, что если ты хочешь истинной свободы, то необходимо добиться победы с помощью воспевания святого имени.
And he has specifically stated Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So our great acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains this point. He states that Shri generally indicates Lakshmi ji, the goddess of fortune. But he states that the supreme goddess of fortune, that all other goddesses of fortune emanate from, is Srimati Radharani. So therefore he says that this process of freedom is to chant the names of Radha and Krishna. And we do that by putting our hands in the air. And loudly we chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we should chant in the way that Sachinandan Maharaj has explained to us. We should chant with the mentality, please accept me. We should chant with the mentality of a beggar. That we're begging for mercy. And we should chant with very strong vow and determination. Now, I would like to say a few more points. And we're trying to, but I have only about 3 seconds. And there's too many things to say. Probably I should not go in this direction because it is a big topic. And also due to the presence of one devotee on the stage, His Grace Gopi Paranadana Prabhu, who has so mercifully translated Srila Sanatan Goswami's Brihat Bhagavatamritam into the English language for us. It's such a wonderful literature. But you know that book is in two parts. And the second part of the book describes the journey of the hero Gop Kumar. Born in Govardhan, herding cows. Receiving the holy name and chanting with faith. And the holy name taking him on a great journey. And later he met his guru again in Jagannath Puri. And when he met his guru, he received the instruction. Chant with the sankalpa. Chant with a very strong vow and great determination that we will worship the Lord of the mantra. That we can meet the Lord of the mantra and serve with love. So he chanted with that strong, fixed determination. And such a journey he went on. His journey was so great, and his chanting was so powerful, that he actually left the material world. He traveled from Brahmalok through the seven coverings of the universe. In each level covering of the universe, he saw the Lord that was being worshipped and the worshipper of the Lord. But he was chanting in such a determined way. He did not stop, he kept going. Finally, he came to the last covering. And that is the Pradhan. It was very dark blue. And there were so many jivas unmanifest that were like shining sparks in this dark blue. And when he reached that position, he slowed down a little bit. Because that dark blue color reminded him of his worshipful Lord Gopal. He looked up and he saw the form of the Lord that was being worshipped. It was the Mohini Murti. And she was being worshipped by Devi Maya. And they looked at him. And they said, "Pajalsta, would you like to stay for a while and perform puja?" But he was so determined. Imagine how attractive to see the Mohini Murti. Imagine to see Durga Devi. But he was so determined, he kept chanting his mantra and he left the material world. He went to Mahakalapur, the Brahman effulgence. And in that place he said, "Ah, I was overcome by this brilliant light. It was so dazzling. It was so shining and brilliant. But I kept chanting my mantra with determination. And even in the realm of the undifferentiated Brahman, where you're not supposed to see differentiation in anything, he could see through the light of the Brahman, and he could see the form of the Lord that that light was coming from. When will we chant Hare Krishna mantra with that type of determination? There he met Lord Shiva. And Shiva bestowed mercy upon him. And then he met the associates of Lord Vishnu. And the associates of Lord Vishnu, they said such kind words to Lord Shiva. And then they turned to that boy. And they told him, they said, "You have heard about Vaikuntha. You have heard about the spiritual realm beyond the Brahman effulgence. You wish to go there, but you feel yourself unqualified. But we would like to tell you something different. You have intense qualification to go there. Because you have so much faith in following the instructions which you have received from your spiritual master in the process of chanting the holy names. We will tell you something interesting. The Lord, He is the creator of all of the laws of the universe. He has created law of karma. He has created everything. And generally the Lord, He never interferes or He never puts His nose inside of a person's karma. But out of His love for you, in order to get you to come back, the Lord Himself, He took birth in the material world. And He became your guru. And He gave you the divine mantra of Krishna's holy name. Therefore, you are most qualified to go to the spiritual world. Then they had an amazing discussion about the glories and the potency of chanting the holy names. And those associates of Lord Vishnu, they concluded by saying, "Know for certain, we are the Lord's associates, and there is no process as powerful as chanting the Hare Krishna mantra." And in conclusion, they said this: many times you may have questions. Many times you may face some difficult circumstance. Many times you may face some situation not knowing what to do. But you should all know one thing. All of you who are sitting here at this Krinitsa festival, that the Vishnu Dutas or the Vaikuntha Dutas, they solemnly declare, if we remain firmly fixed in the chanting of Sri Krishna's holy names, they will always stand behind us and they will always help us in every difficult situation of life. Therefore, we should raise our hands in the air and loudly we should chant, "Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!" Just last point. They said, "Now you should go to Vaikuntha. But you're going to have to change the quality of your chanting now." He said, "Change the quality? What have I got to do?" They said, "Now if you want to go to Vaikuntha, you have to chant with affection and love." And he said, "Well, how will I chant with affection and love?" And they said, "You learn Srimad Bhagavatam. If you learn the Bhagavatam, then the spirit of love for Krishna will become profoundly manifest in your heart." Hare Krishna Mahamantra K. Hare Krishna Mahamantra K. Golok Prem Dan Hare Nam Sankirtan Jagi K. Srila Prabhupada K. Gopremande.
Well, spoken, well spoken. Well spoken, Maharaji. Well spoken. Well, well spoken. No problem.
Hare Krishna, дорогие преданные, небольшое объявление.
Пожалуйста, подождите.
Пожалуйста, не выходите из пандала, выслушайте, пожалуйста, объявление. Вот. Каждый день на семинарах Санкиртаны выступают разные спикеры. Вот сегодня будет день Харинам, сегодня день Святого Имени, и Индрадьюмна Махарадж дает свой семинар по Харинамам в 4:30 на третьем этаже столовой. 4:30